other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is November 10th, 2008, on this Monday edition. I'm glad that you have joined us. We're going to have wide open phones for the full 4 hours today. I do have Dr. Jerome Corsi joining us. Post-election, he wrote the Abomination book. The media didn't really attack him on any of his facts, but went after him via character assassination. And I don't necessarily agree with the Dr. Corsi on a lot of things. But his criticism of Barack Obama is very important. And he is our president now, the big grand distraction from what the real government is doing in the background. So we'll look at now going forward what Dr. Corsi will do to try to counter Barack H. Obama. And, what the wars were like for him in the last 6 months since his book came out with the mainstream media. Last time we ran into Corsi was outside the big hotel where all the politicians were staying in Denver. Then after Dr. Corsi joins us for 30 minutes, Professor Michelle Chasidowski will be joining us. She's got an important article out detailing who exactly is behind the economic collapse and how it is engineered and being carried out to bring in a new world order. Now, we told you that the international banks were going to create a worldwide financial implosion of credit and then offer the solution, being a world government run for and by the central banks. I saw that in 5 different mainstream headlines this morning, and I didn't do as much preparation today as I normally do because I've been under the weather somewhat. So I'm not even looking for this. And it's in my face. It's just everywhere. I mean, here is the London Telegraph today, second biggest paper in England. Gordon Brown calls for New World Order to beat recession. Let the banks totally take over everything. They already basically have control of everything, but give them open governmental power worldwide. That's what they say there. Meanwhile, yuppies are still snickering and laughing about world government and the New World Order. Folks, you've already been taken to the cleaners. You've already been irrevocably robbed. I suggest you stop being arrogant about it and stop denying the position we're all in together and that we try to really turn things around. We don't have time to be in a 4 or 8 year love fest with Barack Obama. We don't have time to believe fairy tales that he actually runs something, or that he has different policies than other puppets before him. We've got to grow up and address the military-industrial complex that is doing whatever it wants in our society, which is looting and stealing and expanding a police state to protect themselves, from the crimes they've committed. That's what a tyranny is about. Also, later in the show, probably in the fourth hour, so I can show it on the document cam, the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, when we go live in the fourth hour. I was over at my parents' last night for dinner, and back on the back porch, that's where they've got their cockatoo. So it was literally waiting to be birdcage liner. There were 2 Austin American statesmen sitting there. And just looking at 2 papers sitting there, I saw editorial cartoons that were almost identical to the editorial cartoon I saw in Newsweek magazine this week. And then so this morning, I got this morning's paper here in Austin. There were a couple more of the same cartoons. And then I went online briefly and found hundreds of them, again, showing unified brainwashing. And I'll tell you what that unified brainwashing is when we get back, but in the fourth hour, and I'm going to show you on the document cam exactly what I'm talking about. This is literally the tip of the iceberg. So I want everybody to send these in to me so I can use them in an upcoming film.
on September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them a date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to open the phones up today to talk about any issue you'd like to discuss. First-time callers, if you volunteer that you're a first-time caller, you will go to the head of the line, 1-800-259-9231. And if you disagree with me, you go to the head of the line, 1-800-259-9231. Well, the Pentagon and foreign governments are saying that Osama bin Laden is going to pop up and that we're going to have an al-Qaeda attack sometime in between the transition in the next 2.5 months or after the transition to test our new leader. This is just like clockwork. This is meant to sell the public on the idea that, A, the president actually runs something, and that, B, al-Qaeda is real and is threatening us, and that's why the government's stealing all of our money and looting the pension funds and trying to force inoculations on us and surveilling us and feeding on us. It's not because we've got total criminals that have overtaken us that are just raping the daylights out of us financially and culturally. It's not that they need a smokescreen to set up their control grid to fully rob us and to take the velvet glove off of the iron fist. It's because al-Qaeda is out there and the government cares so much about you to keep you safe from them. That's why they're taking all your liberties, so that al-Qaeda won't want to attack anymore, because the terrorists attack because they hate our freedom. But I have never seen such hype, and except for right before 9/11, where they're just saying, we're going to get hit, we're going to get hit. And then, oh, Al-Qaeda hit. The American flags will go back out on all the front porches. And whatever Obama says, we do. I may be a good old boy, and I didn't like him because he was black, but he got tough after Al-Qaeda hit us. I do believe we need to nuke Iran. They're behind it. But wait, they're Shiites, and those are Sunnis. Shut up, Al-Qaeda boy! Anybody that questions Obama is an Al-Qaeda. There is no end to it. 1-800-259-9231. Warning of new bin Laden attack. Osama bin Laden is planning an attack against the United States that will outdo by far September 11th, an Arab newspaper in London has reported. Of course, it turns out most of your major newspapers, not some, most, are funded hundreds of millions of dollars a year to put out pro-West brainwashing. You can just Google that, and not even hidden. Bin Laden planning U.S. attack. Goal to undo September 11th. To outdo it. Al-Qaeda reinforces training camps. Oh, you see, they're depoliticizing things now with George Bush. See, oh, it was all George Bush. It was for torture and secret arrest and falsifying weapons reports. And it was George Bush that did all those things. But now that Obama is coming to the fore, why, Al-Qaeda's right back out there again. They want more countries in the Middle East and Central Asia invaded and dominated and crushed. And so that's what the Arabs want. They want to strike the U.S. so the U.S. can come blow them to bits. That's just exactly what real Arabs and real Muslims want. That's the complete opposite, but doesn't matter. It's a good narrative for a population that can't find Iraq and Iran on a map. They think it's Australia. And see, suddenly none of it matters. Suddenly it doesn't matter if all the warrantless wiretapping stays in place or the Pentagon's announcing local police are going to use the spy satellites to watch the American people. Or it doesn't matter if the Pentagon's running the face scanning and license plate reading cameras. Or it doesn't matter if they're banning protests and demonstrations all over the country. It doesn't matter if Barack Obama voted for all of that. Because the media is just not going to talk about it anymore and make it a political issue. That then automatically cements it all. Patriot Act, what Patriot Act? Iraq War, what Iraq War? The troops are going to stay there. Barack Obama now is admitting that. Basically, they're never leaving. They're just going to rotate a larger force into Pakistan and other countries. But a large force will stay there basically forever, just like Germany or South Korea. And now it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We've got change. The only change is we're not worried anymore about it because it isn't evil George Bush doing it, the puppet. It's a new puppet. So to finish up my story, I am out on the back porch area where the washing machines are and the bird cage with the cockatoo in it when it's not in the house, walking around chewing on furniture. I'm visiting my parents last night and look down and I see an editorial in the Sunday Statesman. It's actually a whole page of editorials, each one basically the same, saying that Barack Obama is a savior and that Barack Obama is going to fix everything under the sun. So I started flipping through the newspapers and noticed that it wasn't just the editorial cartoons, it was the headlines themselves. And I knew they were calling him the one, the savior, the one to change the world, the chosen one, the one foretold. But I opened up a Newsweek in my parents' house yesterday, and it's got the same type of editorial. I know you're seeing these everywhere. And it's Obama sitting behind the Oval Office desk. And he's sitting behind the Oval Office desk, and it says U.S. Constitution, we the people, and it's been torn up in about 50 pieces, but he's putting the last piece with tape back together again. And then in the Statesman yesterday, they had a whole page of these similar cartoons, and then this morning, this is just my local paper, it's the same thing. It's Barack Obama comes up into the attic, and he opens it up. This is White House attic, and he says, hey, cool old stuff. And it says, fragile government, of the people, by the people, for the people. And he's looking at it saying, hey, cool old stuff. Like, he's cool. Now, this is form over substance. Barack Obama is racing ahead. We're now getting more of his concrete policies on his website, his transition site, change.gov, and the people he's appointing. And, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, it is corporate looting from one end to the other. It is fascism. It is secret police, gun control, open borders, end of sovereignty, bigger trade deals, more NAFTA and GATT, expansions of the NAU. And you've got the public. This is South Park that aired a few nights ago after the election. I mean, there are a couple minutes of this. And this isn't even a joke, Phil. I watched part of the South Park episode this morning, and it wasn't even a joke. And in the episode, McCain and Obama are really working behind the scenes to rob the American people. They want to steal the Hope Diamond, but it's an analogy or a parallel, kind of a parable of they're really working for a secret establishment and really are using the election as a diversion to rob you. And, you know, the South Park guys, they like people knowing on the inside that they're fully aware of everything that's happening and going on. So this isn't even a joke, this little fictitious piece, you know, where they describe the way Obama supporters are acting. This is how they're really acting, and they have no idea. I feel so sorry for them. I mean, I see them on TV. I see them on the street. The people are walking around in a daze with smiles like they're zombies, just totally loving towards everyone. Oh, my God, everything's wonderful. I mean, I've got all these YouTube clips. We played some last week. Maybe I should dig them back out and play them again. Well, they're saying, I'm never going to have a problem again in my life. I never have to worry about my bills, gas, insurance. It's my life is saved. Meanwhile, Obama is going to completely betray them. But see, when somebody's dedicated to being a sucker, they will go along with almost anything. I know you're beating me. I know you're hurting me, but it's for good purposes, I guess. They are going to get so much done with Obama, ladies and gentlemen. See, the government was stalling. It was discredited. People were waking up. But now we'll have to get suckered because, well, he's black and he's cool and the media says he's slick and he wants to fix the Bill of Rights. And see, for the weak-minded, they don't know what the Bill of Rights is, what the Constitution is. They don't know what their rights are. They don't know how the system really works or admiralty law. So they just hear, oh, he fixed it. My Bill of Rights isn't in trouble anymore. Meanwhile, he's racing ahead to kill it. Let's go ahead and play part of this clip.
Yeah! Obama! Woo! We did it! We effing did it!
It's been a long time
yeah!
coming, but tonight, because of what we did on this date, in this election, at this defining moment, change has come to America.
Yeah! Yeah, Obama! Change! It's change!
Sasha and Malia, I love you both more than you can imagine. And you have earned the new puppy that's coming with us to the White House. We will name him Sparkles.
He's so awesome! He's so perfect and awesome!
Where we are met with cynicism and doubt and those who tell us that we can't, we will respond with that timeless creed that sums up the spirit of a people. Yes, we can!
Yes, we can! Yes, I can! Yes, I can! Here comes the change, everybody! Woo!
Did you see? Our man is in!
We did it!
Everything is going to be awesome now! This is the greatest day of our lives! Yes, we can!
I don't even know what to do now!
I know what to do!
With Christmas right around the corner and an unstable economy looming, finding the right gift can be tough. Why not give the gift of an Excalibur dehydrator? The Excalibur dehydrator is not only economical, but also fun for the whole family. Save hundreds of dollars by drying your own fruits, vegetables, and meats. Make your own healthy snacks or start storing your own healthy food in case of emergencies, all with no added salts, fats, and preservatives. What a perfect gift for the health-conscious person in your family or for a friend who vows to eat healthier this coming year, even if that friend is you. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Excalibur Dehydrator wishes you and yours health and wellness for the new year.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Free yourself, from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Control what you want to see.
GCN listeners, now you can transform your living room's HDTV into a virtual war room command center.
With ZV.
ZV turns your computer into your own HD channel that broadcasts throughout your home to all of your HDTVs. Enjoy any internet audio feed, podcast, video feed, radar, free movies and TV shows.
Anything
that can be viewed on your PC can be controlled from your couch with a ZV remote
with its built-in mouse touchpad.
Plus, the easy on-screen ZV menu provides a gateway to premium content such as online movies, TV shows, news, and more
in HD.
And all just a click away.
With ZV, there are no subscription or download fees.
The ZV is bundled with everything you need to easily get started.
Free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Get your ZV today at freedomonmytv.com. That's freedomonmytv.com.
Today.
Welcome back. Glad that you joined us today. Your calls are coming up immediately upon entering the next segment. And Dr. Jerome Corsi joins us. And Professor Michael Chosudowski. Continuing with open phones throughout the broadcast today. I mean, I have the cover of the Austin Chronicle here, and it says, fun, 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 post-election cuddling begins on page 24. And then the Chronicle had cartoons with Obama saving the Bill of Rights and Constitution, and images of people crying in Valhalla, embracing everyone, all of this great love, all of this great racial love. Black folks saying, oh, I guess America isn't really racist. Well, that's right. The majority of white people in the United States are the opposite of racist and tribal. They hate themselves. They believe they're evil. They worship anyone who's not white and think it's very trendy. They hate their own group go around buying into anything that they think makes them atone for that, whether it's global carbon taxes or you name it. And so they will never, it doesn't matter what Barack Obama does, and they don't want to admit they're wrong. They don't want to admit they've been conned or taken for a ride. He could do anything, just like George Bush could do almost anything. Gun control, open borders, triple the size of government, gay porn stars in the White House every day for nighttime visits. Gay madams, hordes of sex teams coming in. You tell a neocon that, you can pull up mainstream articles. They go, isn't true, liberal lies. My point is, Barack Obama could do anything because the way he's been framed, it's a new religion. Just like with global warming, they've now proven it's the sun. They've now proven carbon dioxide is good for the earth at even 10 times its current level, good for plants. So they go, okay, it's now climate change, and the earth's climate can never change, and if there's any change, it's bad. Of course, change is the only constant. They're not going to admit they were wrong or conned. That's why the Club of Rome and the CFR and UN came up with this in the 60s, climate change. And they said, whether it's cold or hot, we'll say either way, it's caused by carbon dioxide that lets us regulate and tax every facet of life. This is a great control mechanism. And they publicly laugh that it's not about the environment. But you've got a bunch of suckers who they're not into really knowing what goes on in the world. They're not into being empowered. They'd rather just live in a virtual reality where they just make it up and go protest the local airport saying, ban all aircraft. No one should be allowed to fly. Back to the Stone Age. A plane. When you ride on a plane, it causes more damage than your entire carbon footprint all year. Well, we'll just pay an indulgence tax. Kind of like people would go to the Catholic Church and say, well, I cheated on my wife. Oh, that's okay. Just buy these indulgences. Pay us 1,000 talons in gold and, you'll be, and there's people all over Austin where I live driving around with carbon indulgences. Then you just go to some scam artist company and they say, well, we then go plant trees to offset your carbon footprint. And then of course the scammer running it keeps most of the money. And by the way, a tree does breathe carbon dioxide and does offset it. Then the real hardcore global warming fanatics, they say, well, we got to go ahead and cut down all the trees because when they die, they offload even more carbon. It's idiocy. And it's the same thing with Barack Obama. You've got people now, for trendiness or whatever reasons, this has been framed in the media that this is the end of all problems. This is the end of problems on earth. He is the leader. But then, of course, things aren't going to get better. They're going to get worse, and that's going to be because you didn't go along with the leader. And then as anyone criticizes the one, the leader, it'll be because they're not trendy, they're backwards, they're mindless, they're horrible. And if you point out, hey, he's for the whole police state, you notice the whole police state that went in under Bush, he didn't do any of it, he's a puppet. It's just expanding under Obama. Obama's not lifting one finger to slow it down. But see, they don't care. They'll show, like children, cartoons in the newspapers and TV saying he fixed it. He glued it back together, and the childlike mind goes, oh, he fixed it. There's still FEMA camps and cops in black ski masks and the phony drug war, but that's okay.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%, and that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95, and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta engine treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
All right, go into your phone calls at 1-800-599-9231. We'll have open phones. Of course, he's on as well, and Professor Kosadowski. Things are shaping up so bad, it's even hard for me to consciously accept what I'm witnessing unfold. It really is. It's real simple. As things get worse and worse, you're going to have the Obama-oid Kool-Aid drinkers get more and more disillusioned. And those that break ranks will be ostracized, will be excommunicated, and conservatives are going to be attacking Obama for all the wrong reasons, playing into the left-right paradigm. And then meanwhile, the whole agenda just continues. I cannot state clearly enough that Obama is a giant distraction and diversion. And I know I said that about Bush, but even more so with Barack Obama. I mean, everything is about him running the show and what is he going to do and what are his policies going to be. We know what his policies are. Hand everything over to the globalists, help set up world government, help kill the dollar, and launch a bunch of new wars, and continue the police state. But the childlike mind of the American people has editorial cartoons in every newspaper, in every magazine. I mean, I was picking up Time, Newsweek, just because I don't take all these magazines and publications, and my parents do. And I was flipping them open, and it was the same thing, the same message in unison. He's going to fix the Constitution. He's going to fix the Bill of Rights. He's going to bring accountability to government back. Meanwhile, he's bringing in the exact same guard, the old guard that looted and robbed and set up the banking scam. He's the guy that helped bullwhip the Congress into passing the banker takeover bill. And now they can do whatever they want. That's in the bill. Every week we hear, oh, they're going to get hundreds of billions more and give them to bankers. And then you'll hear the news go, well, there are some controls on what the CEOs can get. And it says, yes, you know, the CEO can only have a $500 million bonus off this money. And yes, the shareholders can only have, you know, this much of the money. I mean, it is just absolute fraud. And I know you know that, and I said I'd go to your calls. It's just to witness the public thinking that they're about to get good change when they're about to get bad change, it's daunting to say the least. I have a lot of other news here as well on the economic front, but we'll get to that later. Let's go to calls right now. Michael in Kentucky, first-time caller. You're on the air. Welcome.
Alex.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
Pretty good.
Good. Got through right on. Boy, have I got a story for you. 3 months ago, I applied for an entry-level position with the FBI, right?
Yes.
Okay, a month and a half ago, I went through all the tests. I had to do a background check, a credit history, a physical, then a psychiatric evaluation, where they try to make you think you're crazy, even though you know you're not, but maybe you think you are. But anyway, passed all that. I got a letter 2 weeks ago saying, congratulations, I had met all the criteria. You know, they was looking forward to working with me and helping keep America and the world safe. Well, I thought, well, all right, I'm looking forward to it, too. Well, day before yesterday, two black Lincolns pull up in my driveway. I'm thinking, boy, they got the wrong house. Well, they get out, two nicely dressed men, one woman, and one of the drivers was sitting in the other car. Come up, knock on my door. I open the door thinking, what do they want? Well, he says, is this the residence of, and said my name. I said, maybe. They was like, once again, is this the residence? I thought, well, maybe it's serious. Yes, it is. And they said, we have information for you. Would you please open it to see if you understand it right here in front of us? I said, okay. Well, I opened it up, and it said, dear Michael, it said, we are sorry. We regret to inform you that you are no longer eligible for any entry level or any other positions within the federal government. And I thought, why? And it says, any questions you may have, you may call this 800 number and speak to a representative about it. So I asked the Secret Service or whoever they was that pulled up in my driveway, what was this all about? They were like, do you understand the procedure you need to take now to find out the information you need to know? I was like, well, do I call this number? They're like, okay, good. They turn around and they leave. Well, I thought, what's going on? So I call 800 number and get this. The reason why I am not eligible for any kind of job in the federal government is because I am an avid listener of the Alex Jones Show through the internet connections. No joke. And I said, you gotta be kidding me. Are you kidding me? And no, seriously, I was turned down after I passed everything.
Well, they even told you, but see, again, they're not supposed to be watching where everybody goes and what they do, but everything. It's all NSA. The phone companies are the NSA. Everything's surveilled. Everything's watched. It's all, every time they do that, that's a felony. They should go to prison for that. But see, they retroactively went and had them pass the FISA law. But still, that doesn't cover what they're doing there. So I'd like you to send me all that material, sir. We'll black your name out. But I'd like to have you on as a guest. I'd like to.
Sure.
But I mean, specifically, they said, because you are now, did you ask? Well, how do you know I'm an Alex Jones listener?
Oh, I asked everything, and they just told me exactly what they were either supposed to or wanted me to know.
Well, or what did they say? So they told you because you listen to the Alex Jones Show.
Exactly. And I was like, oh, so you know what? There's a good thing in all things. So that's got a fire started in me. That's got me ready to tell the world everything I've learned from you. And I want to tell you how much I appreciate you. And ain't no government on this planet going to stop me from listening to you and getting the truth out to the people who need to know it.
Well, I mean, it just shows how far. Listen, do me a favor. Will you mail me a copy of the letter they gave you?
I absolutely will. Okay, I absolutely will.
Do you know our address?
Yes, I do. I got all your information.
Okay, well, specifically, talking to you, Michael, you're on the phone with them. I mean, tell us how the conversation went briefly, and then they said, did you ask, well, how do you know who I'm listening to?
I told them when I called in, and I said, yes, I gave them a name. You know, you have to go through, you know, your Social Security number and all that. And then they're like, they didn't ask me what I was calling for. They already knew. And they said, yes. They said the reason for this phone call, we're assuming, is because of the letter you received. And I was, yeah. And they said, well, here's the reasons why. And they, you know, they already knew why I was calling. It was like some kind of Men in Black thing, you know, where they...
I understand. It's all about how they're omnipresent
and how
we're a bunch of fluoride heads. Now, continue, though, with specifically, they then said, you didn't ask, well, why are you tracking what I listen to?
I was just so shocked at the, you know, to me it was a BS reason, you know, because I have no criminal background, you know.
No. It's criminal to know that they're criminals. You see, they're looking for people of low moral character who think they have moral character. It's a certain type of weak-minded person that'll commit crimes, commit evil, but as long as authority tells them it's okay, they'll do it. But you didn't say to the person, was it a man or a woman?
It was a lady I spoke to.
You didn't say,
I forgot her name. Well, I wrote it down. I did write it down.
Well, I want you to send me all your notes, everything, and then with your phone number, and then I'll vet it all, and then we'll do a major story about it. But listen, that's discrimination. They're not allowed to do that to you. You're allowed to listen to what radio shows you want or check out what books you want, and you have a major employment discrimination lawsuit there. Now, of course, that's all selectively enforced, and it won't matter. But Homeland Security says in the future they're going to control having a job anywhere. That's what the cashless society is about.
I guess the future is now, huh?
Well, for you it is. Working, because, see, the FBI is a private mercenary army for the private Federal Reserve. And that's who they serve. And just unbelievably, innumerably wicked and dangerous. So you wanted to go, I guess, you know, do computer work or be a clerical person or something, and they just don't want that. But just to be clear, sir, you didn't say to her, how do you know what I listen to?
Yeah, I said, well, what's that got to do with anything like that? And she said, we'll be sending you information regarding, and so I'm thinking, well, if they send me that and it is illegal, so I'm thinking either they're not going to send me anything, they're just going to blow me off.
No. The main reason they did that was there could be some laws about them recording you at your doorstep to use it admissible. But when you called, I'm sure the phone system told you it was being recorded. So they wanted to opt in and then interrogate you to then be able to trigger it somehow to then be able to use that against you.
Well, you
see,
know what?
See, it's all about, the whole government's about using our goodwill and our decency and our gullibility so they, the criminals, can use us and abuse us. And their whole system is about reveling and tricking us and reveling in the bad guys always winning and reveling in protecting corruption and reveling in just carrying out evil upon evil and tricking us and laughing at us. And it's just all about reveling in the destruction of the country. So, I'm not kidding. I mean, they're just stealing everything. I mean, it's a criminal government. It's in the Denver Post that the cops... It's in the Denver Post that the cops staged as rioters so they could attack peaceful crowds, just like we told everybody. I mean, you know, they just admit it. Yeah, we go out and attack other people so we can blame it on the citizens. It is a rogue criminal government. Now, is that saying all cops are bad? No. But the bosses directed cops, and they went out to set up the American people, you see, to stop free speech. And they don't like it, then I'll tell it like it is. Now, what did you say to her? Specifically, you said, what does this have to do with him?
I said, yeah, and I said, what does it have to do with him? And my qualifications, as far as I know, I received a letter, I passed everything. You know, I'm good to go. So so now what's this? And she said, you will be receiving a statement on any questions you may have and the reasons why. And she wouldn't go into detail other than that. And I said, well, I said, can I ask you some, you know, anything else? And she said, anything else that you may want to ask, I'm sure it'll be included in the package you'll be receiving.
Now, notice how polite we are. Is it all right? You've just told me I can't work in America because you're violating the law and watching what I view and where I go.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, all they did was, listen, they don't even have to call up and get it. Their computer's already hooked in. You've got a major ISP. Who's your ISP?
Windstream.
Yeah, of course. So they just, they're already hubbed in to all the major hubs. So they just hubbed in and, oh, look at him. He's visiting Infowars.com. Well, that may be somebody in his house doing that, or that may be a son or a daughter or a neighbor. To disqualify him, just so we get some tape on him, go ahead and implement procedure Q974345. And then they go ahead and send their officers there for the setup, and then you're a nice little friendly slave, so you're there at the door. Hi, how you doing? And then and then they say, you call this number, and then they get you on tape.
Exactly.
That was the nexus point.
Well, Alex, I will definitely get this information to you, and let's be in touch because I want to take it to the next level because
absolutely,
I'm sure
let's
I'm
take
not
it.
The only
sure,
one
these are hardcore vicious criminals. They can't wait till they can turn all your cards off, come and repossess your house, throw you out on the street. Then they'll say, "Oh, we got hordes of people on the street. Got to take them to a labor camp." I mean, to them, standing over a labor camp with starving Americans in it. That makes their heart beat strong. It makes them feel good.
And
going there and letting you don't have a job, they love that fear, and they love the fear they're under. And they love that evil is protected and nothing can be done, and they're going to kidnap all the CPS children they want. They're going to ship in all the heroin and cocaine they want on our streets. They're gonna do whatever they, and they're gonna put their MIT surveillance grid in, and they're gonna train the kids how to thumb scan to buy and sell. And they're going to train the children how to write dossiers on their parents. And they're going to confiscate our guns. And they're going to do whatever they want. Because now the whole economy is converting over to a giant criminal wonderland run by criminals in uniform. I appreciate your call. It's Dr. Bill in PA, first time caller. Go ahead, Bill.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good.
Hey, I've been trying to get a hold of you since July 3rd of this year, after I started listening to you and I woke up and I sent you a really, really long email, which I've been trying to get to you through, Jason and everything. I don't know if you read it. My name is, Bill Schmidt. I know you probably bleeped that out, but,
no, we didn't bleep it out.
I am very tired of hearing about all this. I've been seeing this, and you and I are both the same age. I've been seeing the same problem since the early 80s. And I've been waking up talking to people over the course of my whole life. I finally woke up and everything came to a head on July 3rd of this year. And I'm tired of it. I am tired of hearing and listening to people over and over again. I think it's time that you, Jesse Ventura, Ron Paul, all you people that are all backing this thing up and trying to wake people up, we need to take this to a serious next step. I'm not talking about violence. I'm not talking about any of that stuff. But I have a child, and I'm going to defend her and protect her no matter what.
Well, let me ask you, what are you going to do? What are you going to do when they turn off all your credit cards and your bank account because you're not a good servant of the government, and then they send a SWAT team? Let me finish. They send a SWAT team to pull you out of your house, and these guys don't care. All they want is to feel tough. What are you going to do at that point?
Only hurting themselves when they do that, because you know what? More people are going to wake up faster. We need to have
good. They like that. They like that.
The Million Man March, and you have people gather together.
Okay, let me stop you. Let me stop you. We organize a million person march in D.C. The media totally ignores us. 100,000 show up, and they just have cops dressed up like us march right in and punch us in the face, and then the cops, and then right in front of everybody, the cops wave in more cops. And they come in and taser me, rubber bullet me right in front of everybody. It's openly in the news that cops posed as us. They don't care. They say, hey, we rule. End of America. What do you do about that?
No, I have a plan and an answer for
you. You have a plan. How do you deal with hardcore criminals whose one mission is to destroy the Republic?
No, here's the answer. The answer is, you already have the answer. The answer is, you have the police. You have the fire people. You have strong people that are listening.
Really, where are they? Really, where are they? Where are they? The cops always tell me how good they are, but every time I turn around, they're trying to provocateur violence to blame it on the peaceful protesters because their bosses don't want Americans protesting. They're already telling school children, hold on, they're already telling school children that it's a conspiracy theory that we ever had a right to march and demonstrate. They're already telling people that liberty never existed. Or they're telling us it exists. Liberty is a black ski-mask cop stomping on your face because everything's fine because Barack Obama's in office. Sir, I understand you're all hyped up and ready to do something, ready to wake people up. It's not up to me to organize that. Okay? Can't do it. Sorry.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
How much food do you have in your fridge? How long would it last in the event of a nationwide crisis? SurvivalGearSource.com is America's number one source for survival kits and supplies. SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com is everything you need to be prepared. Get your storable food at SurvivalGearSource.com. We've supplied thousands of Americans with our ready-to-eat meals. Sealed, portable, and will last for years. Get your portable flameless ovens for cooking. Get your ultra-portable survival kits now. Tailored for 1, 4, 10, or even the 100-person deluxe kit. Prepare for nuclear and bioterrorism with a complete terror protection kit, including gas masks, biosuits, potassium iodate, a solar hand crank flashlight, radio, cell phone charger, and much more. Prepare now. Order by phone at 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. Or go to survivalgearsource.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a free Patriot bar with every order. Survivalgearsource.com.
Hey, you know, I'm not kidding around. I've been there. I've seen police punching and hitting people in front of the news cameras to make the demonstrators look bad so they have a pretext to beat the living daylights out of us and take us to prison. That's criminal. Now, I know most police aren't part of those units that do that. I don't care. Those orders are coming from on high. Your organization is criminal from the top down. Denver cops, that first day there. Same thing up in Minnesota. Guys in black would run out of the police lines, overturn stuff, and run right back. The cops through their face mask would be laughing, and they just move in and start beating the daylights out of, tasering, pepper spraying the crowd. that arrest hundreds. Because in America, you don't protest, scum, slave. And in America, if you listen to Alex Jones, you don't get a government job today, and the next day, you don't get any job. Because that's what this country's turned into. A bunch of cowards who are on power trips who will follow any legal order. It's funny. We've gotten behind-the-scenes videos after they cops have done this in Miami, and they're sitting around laughing about how they set everybody up. Go watch it. It's on YouTube. It's funny to shut down free speech and to demonize things and to go false flag. That's a false flag. They go stage a little riot, a terror attack, and then they go and they set everybody up. It's real funny. It's real cute. And by saying, oh, well, the cops are good, they're not all bad, then nothing gets fixed. Nothing changes. I don't think the average cop wants to be part of that. The average cop does want a Second Amendment, a First Amendment. I understand that. The average cop's out generating revenue, out responding to burglar alarms. I understand that. I don't have a problem with your authority. I have a problem with tyranny. I have a big problem with it. And I'm not trying to get mad at Bill and PA, the first-time caller, but you could hear the, I'm tired of all this talk. It's time to go to the next level. You need to do this, Alex. I don't know. I mean, it's not like I call Ron Paul up and I say jump and he says how high. Not like I call Jesse Ventura up. And a lot of it's the organizations and the groups associated with these people. I mean, you know, the minute I tried to organize anything, everybody would like to send in on it and try to take it over because there isn't real leadership out there. And then we have a march in Washington. Ron Paul's done a couple of those. 10,000 people show up. Because the alternative media is big, but it's fractured. And at the national, I mean, they've had control the border marches with 800,000 people in D.C. It doesn't go on the news. It only goes on the news if they want it to. And so, see, I'm in the catbird seat, the crow's nest. I'm seeing what's going on, and somebody down the deck is telling me, oh, Alex, you need to do this. Look, I need to take more time off. I need to make films that affect greater change and reach more people. I need to do the radio show. It is not all up to me. And I'm not trying to be negative with the caller. It's just, that I don't even take off when I get sick. You know, I got a chest cold last week. Still got it. Haven't stopped working. And I should probably be at home in bed, but I'm not. And that's as much as I can give. And a lot of people get mad at me because they say, Alex, you need to be directed by us. You need to do every idea we talk about and do everything we discuss. No, we need to have marches in every city and every county. We need to go before our city councils. We need to sue the federal government for discrimination. We need to do a million things.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.